Many years ago, I was traveling through Europe with a friend, another seminarian at that stage, and we went to visit another friend of mine who was studying in Liechtenstein, but he was staying in Austria. And so we went and stayed with him for a few days, and he had to go and study, but he said, "Oh, look, there's a wonderful mountain that I think you and Andrew should go and climb." And so we drove there and kind of set off. And I hadn't been kind of, thinking that was what the day was going to bring. And so I hadn't really prepared for that. And so it took us about 3 hours, I guess, to climb to the top of this mountain. And like so many Austrian mountains, there was a wonderful cross on the top, marking the Christian identity. And we were just admiring the views that we had over the Alps, see from there back across into Switzerland and so forth. It was, quite a wonderful spot. But then we realized that it was well past lunchtime now, and we didn't bring any food or water with us. And so we're like, I think we better kind of scurry back down so we can get back to the car and go off and find somewhere to eat. But thankfully, at least as we were kind of making our way much more quickly than the 3 hours it took us to get up the mountain, we were able to find little streams and kind of figured that it was a pretty natural kind of environment. So the water was probably going to be reasonably safe to drink. But that feeling of being out in the wilderness, being, a long way from civilization, and knowing that we weren't prepared and we were hungry, we're thirsty. This is heavy work that we've been doing to climb the mountain to get here. And many other times in my life, I've been equally, well, perhaps not quite that unprepared for the situation and the experience, but that sense of being in a place and feeling the hunger, feeling the thirst, feeling that sense of being trapped and just going, oh my gosh, where are we going to find food in this desolate place? So we get the sense of both the people of God there in the book of Exodus. They hadn't been long in the wilderness at this stage. It has only been a few weeks, maybe a month, since they had escaped from the slavery of Egypt. And they were so hard-pressed when they were there in Egypt. Talking about, we had all the food that we wanted to eat. Well, I don't think that was really true. It was a very bountiful place. The place where they had established themselves there in Goshen was a place of much bounty. There was fresh water. There was abundant food that they could grow and harvest and so forth. But they were still enslaved. They were at the beck and call of the Egyptian overlord. So it wasn't a wonderful experience for them. And yet their memories, how often we're like that. Oh, remember the good old days? I don't remember the good old days. The old days were awful kind of things. And yet we can so easily kind of get lost in that romantic kind of ideal. But now as they find their freedom, it comes with this price tag that they're there in the wilderness for sure, but they're not able to eat. They hadn't brought enough supplies with them to last the length of time. I mean, they were thinking that it'd only be a few weeks that they would be there before they made their way into the promised land, but it turned out to be a whole lot longer than just the few weeks that they had prepared for. And so they're there hungering, thirsting, longing for the food that they are able to eat. Just like the crowd that we saw last week that were there hearing the teaching of Jesus, being fed and nourished by his word, but they also needed to be provided with the food to eat. And now they've made their way across the lake again, not to a desolate place now, but to a village, to the town of Capernaum, a place where there was food available. But they're still wanting the same thing. Oh Lord, remember last time you fed us and you gave us all that we needed? And we can so often, get great mileage from the great events of the past, those times when we did feel that closeness to the Lord, and we can go back not so much for the Lord himself, but for the experience of that. I mean, it was a lesson that I had to learn when I was a student elsewhere, when I was a Carmelite student. And I remember this particular day, I'd had this most beautiful and amazing sense of God's presence when I sat there in the 2 hours of individual prayer that we had each day. And most of the time that time of prayer was pretty distracted, and I was, my head and heart were all over the place. But this particular day, I just had this sense of just being in the presence of the one who loved me so much, this profound sense of the presence of God in my life. And so the next day, when I went back, I was like, Lord, I can do all that again. Thank you very much. Just bring whatever happened yesterday, bring it all on again. And I remember my spiritual director at the time going, no, he's never going to respond to that request. If we want the experience, all that we'll get is dryness. We will never be able to encounter that again. What we need to do is move beyond the experience into the presence, into God himself. It's only when we long and seek for God that we have our heart's desires. And so the people today, were confused by all of those experiences. They simply wanted more signs, more miracles. They were not looking for God and for the love that Jesus was able to bring them into. They wanted this experience. They wanted this sense of having their tummies filled. And so Jesus is saying, yes, I will be there for you when you hunger and thirst. I want to be the one who will satisfy your deepest desires. I will be there to provide all of your needs. But how will you do this? The final lines of our gospel today give us that answer. For anyone who comes to me will never hunger again. Anyone who's believing in me will never thirst. That's how we find our fulfillment. That's how we can answer those deep questions that we have in our heart. We're coming to the Lord, resting in his presence, allowing that love to be enough to hold us and to sustain us. But if we simply hunger for the things of this world, our hearts will never be satisfied. We will never be filled. So today, let's really get in touch with those deeper desires that are there within us, to experience the presence of the God who is calling us, inviting us into that place of freedom and life, wanting us to so hunger for God. We have been hungry when we've been without food for some time, just that sense that we have. That's why we fast before we celebrate the Eucharist. So just to have some sense of that hunger that is there within us, that we long for God, that we long for the gift of the Lord. So we go without an hour. We're not going to be hungry over the course of just 1 hour, but it provides a sense of what we're truly wanting within our life. Let's indeed long for place our desires and our trust in the God who's always there, providing the best of everything, because he cares for us, he loves us, and he wants us to experience the very best. Let's indeed hunger and thirst for the God of all goodness.